وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at mankind through the Quran and through Islam. Now, we've started discussing whether a person should be self-aware or world-aware. And self-awareness is obviously submitting to the fact that they are created, they are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have a higher goal and purpose in life, and they need to go on that path and seek it. And those who are world-conscious and world-aware, they only care about the desires and what they can get from this world. We previously mentioned that Mahatma Gandhi, in his book, My Religion, he talks about the Western civilization and how it was able to deprive man from his inner awareness or inner self. I also like to quote one more passage from his book to see how men in the West and the look in the West is much different than that in the Islamic look. He says, the Western civilization has led Westerners towards alcohol, drinks, and sexual affairs. And it's due to the fact that Westerners go more on the track of forgetfulness and the spoiling of their own self, rather than on the way of self-discovery, which is pretty accurate. And this is exactly what the Quran said. They forgot Allah, and Allah made them forget themselves. They forgot themselves in the sense that they have a life to go to. They have an afterlife waiting for them. Once a person gets so indulged in this world and he forgets himself and where he's going and what he's meant to be doing here, once he crosses over to the other world, he'll find himself empty-handed. He has nothing. And if anything, if he complains why, Allah says, well, you forgot yourself. You forgot what you were. We told you you can come here and do certain things and enjoy certain things. But at the same time, you have a role to play. Yes, you need to enjoy and indulge yourself in the pleasures Allah has created. Even Allah in the Quran says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةُ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَحَلَّ لِعِبَادَهُ. He says, who has forbade that which Allah made lawful for His servants? Allah made many things lawful for me, made many things pleasurable for me. At the same time, there are things I need to be doing. I have other duties, I have other responsibilities. My duty in this world is not to indulge in pleasures and forget everything. Then obviously I have deviated from the path. Now, in Gandhi's words, he says that the Western civilization made people only worry about their own needs in terms of alcohol, drinks, and sexual affairs, and just trying to collect wealth and everything else, and they forgot everything else. And he says most of their great accomplishment or chivalry and even good deeds are actually based on self-oblivion and futility. Their practical supremacy is in discoveries, which is obviously this is what the West pride themselves in, their discoveries, inventions, and productions of implement of war initiates from their fight from man and not their exceptional domination over their own self, which is extremely accurate. that when you look at the West, when they want to pride themselves, they pride themselves in the war machine they've created. So when they try to show the strength shows in how much gunpowder they have and how much people they can kill and how many countries they can conquer. Not in self-domination. They lack at that. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we were saying that in the words of Gandhi, he was saying that the West prides itself in the power of the gun rather than the power to dominate and conquer oneself. If man loses his soul, what would be the use of his conquering the world? Also, this is a quote from Gandhi. He says, if a man, you know, tries to go to a war, and he gets killed, soul is lost. What have we achieved, and what has that person achieved in this worldly matter? He didn't achieve anything. It is, if anything, someone else achieved, those who give the commands, and he loses his life for nothing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the question to all the people who died in wars, whether it is World War I, World War II, or even wars pre-Islam, what are people going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What, we killed ourselves for what? Because we're following orders? What is it? Like, I mean, I'm intrigued to see what would they tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are told that we need to conquer the self. We need to conquer our own desires. We need to conquer our own pleasures. Become self-aware. In conquering, we do not say that a person should leave it behind and just go live in a mountain. Rather, control it. Give himself what he needs, and obviously not to overdo it, because overdoing it means forgetting yourself. Forgetting yourself meaning forgetting Allah. Forgetting Allah is a new game. We don't want to do that. Then Gandhi continues and he says, there is one reality in the whole world, and that is the knowledge of the self. Whoever knows his own self knows God and his creatures. And this is precisely the words of Amir al-Mu'minin. I'm wondering, maybe Gandhi himself took this from Amir al-Mu'minin, because he was very aware of the teachings of the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam and the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam. So he's pretty much quoting Amir al-Mu'minin word for word. And he's saying that whoever knows himself or knows himself, then he will know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever is devoid of such knowledge is devoid of any knowledge. If you're not aware of yourself, you're not aware of Allah, you're not aware of the creation around you, then what knowledge do you have? The knowledge of making more money? The knowledge of knowing how to make nice meals and give yourself a better bed to sleep on? That's not knowledge, is it? Especially in terms of, you know, rising above the animalistic desire that we have. So any knowledge that just concentrates and only focuses on how to make you indulge more and become a bear, then that is definitely not knowledge. But the knowledge that makes you a better human being, more aware of yourself, more aware of your surroundings, more aware of your creator, then that is what we call knowledge. That's why in Islam we say the best knowledge in terms of Islamic knowledge is the theology knowledge, tawheed, monotheism. Why it is the best of knowledges when we talk about tawheed and monotheism? It's because it teaches you about your own creator. It teaches you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It teaches you how to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such knowledge takes its value from the subject, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله